we're going to take it away. I hope I can talk. I just saw a sign up there that said 15 degrees. This is the coldest New Year's Eve I've covered.
For heaven's sakes, it's nowhere near 15 degrees. Oh, that Toppy. He's doing it again. He's using that old script he got from Big Fatty. From Big Fatty Online, don't you know? Oh, dear.
But there's less than 60 seconds to say goodbye to the old year and hello to the new. They don't care what happened to the old. Like all of us, we want to wonder what's going to be in this new year. A year of expectancy and curiosity and hope, but a year that's another adventure in the hearts of mankind. These youngsters here are ready to greet it with another of those inexplicable shouts of
it's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
He's doing it again. He's using that old Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3365 of the BFO for Wednesday the 30th of December 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
Little show.
Big Fatty, I'm hearing voices. It's just young Nicholas. Big Fatty.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing?
Jesus, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your final hump day 2020 is going well. Y'all, your ball raises today because y'all, you can't drop the big ball. Big Fatty, again, it sounds vulgar. You can't drop the big ball on New Year's Eve if you don't raise it up. So, y'all, I'm happy to say young Nicholas. Young Nicholas is playing on his phone while I'm recording the little show, and now he's going on. he's here in studio today, and y'all, he's seeing the sausage being made. Betty, nobody wants to see any kind of sausage when it comes to you or ball dropping, as far as that goes. But y'all, I've got lots of song here that I've got to talk through. Yo, by the way, this is that Amazon Clay Aiken. This is from his Crema album, and I think he ran for office up in the North Kakalaki or something like that. Y'all, do you have New Year's traditions? Young Nicholas, do you have any New Year's traditions?
Get shit-faced and wake up here. I'd never be
the one. Get shit-faced and wake up on New Year's Day. Well, hopefully.
Hopefully.
And hopefully not wake up shit-faced. Oh, no. Never mind. That's me, Fanny. You've taken it into something terribly, terribly vulgar, y'all. We're going to have some voice letters today. I'm going to tell you about my day. And we're going to listen to a little more of this music.
What are you doing,
New Year's?
have the happy music and Alex Lefebvre is licking his wounds. Well, yeah, we'll call them wounds. But anyway, y'all, let's see. After I talked to you yesterday, did you come over yesterday?
Yes.
Yes, young Nicholas stopped by and checked on me. Let's see. What else did we do? We, after that, what a big fatty. Y'all, I just snacked on shit. Y'all, your refrigerator this time of year is just full of shit. And, fatty, that's how you get shit-faced? Well, that's one way. But, anyway, I just ate, y'all, you know, on yesterday's little show, old Veda said that Big Fatty's nuts and bolts kind of did a number on his
yes, Big Fatty, on his colon, you know, the detached rectum, yes,
and y'all, I had some while young Nicholas was here, and in the middle of the night, it's like, but I didn't have any reason to wash the sheets. But y'all, I did wash all my clothes. But y'all, watched some of the sports ball and then slept like a bat. Y'all, I went to bed. I kept myself awake. I think even when Nicholas was here, I said I could go to bed right now. And I went to bed about 9:30. And y'all, I woke up about 2:30 with the then rolled right back over. You know, some people, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but Mittens cannot go back to sleep if he is awakened. So old Crooked Head has to TT in silence while holding on to a shelf. You know, it's kind of like a crooked hat on a shelf. It's the new thing for 21. Anyway, are you laughing? Oh, he is laughing. Okay, so that must have been somewhat funny. He may not know what. Y'all, by the way, poor Nicholas. Y'all, bless his heart. He did not hear Hendrick's voice letter yesterday say, next time I come, I hope one of your musketeers in the closet gives me some butt. He didn't hear that part. Y'all, I think he needs to get his hearing checked, Big Fatty, or his butt. Y'all got up on Tuesday morning and had my brufkas and went out on my nipple walk. Y'all, it was a nice day in Fat Acres today. Y'all, I put on my short pants and my lightweight long sleeve shirt and my nasty pig hat, and I was off, got my nipple size in, y'all. The Apple clock still working just like it's supposed to. And came back, and I got me a share. And y'all, then I FaceTime with Miss Kitty and to see if Sadie's shearing services might be available. And y'all, they were. And so I went by and saw Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, and got the head. Short on the top and bloody on the sides. But came back home here, and y'all, there was something in the Villa mailbox. Yes, Big Fatty. Make a wish. Yeah, I guess it, y'all, it's a card, it's a postcard, it's laminated, it's got three pictures on the front, and it says, Big Fatty, no it doesn't, it says, hey, reporter, wanted to share the quilt I made for Tim and Alexa as his prize for the P48 drawing, photographed with Chicago Art,
Hugs, Rob One. And y'all, young Nicholas, you can look at this too. Y'all, I'm going to put a picture. I'm going to put a picture up at noon today. This is the quilt that Rob One handmade. It's handmade. And y'all, it's squiggly and colorful, and it's just lovely. And then on the back, it's called Fractured Effervescence, number 34. Oh, Big Fatty, something just went off on you. Oh, Big Fatty, you've completed your move goal while you were sitting on your ass. And then he did the Pride 48 logo on there too, and it's just lovely. Rob, you've got lots of talents. Yes, Big Fatty, just ask Rob too about his talents. Well, we could do that too. And then I sat down to record the little show, and I was interrupted by a stranger entering the villa and booing at me. Boo! And y'all about made me shat, you know, and I had, y'all, I've already eaten a supper. I had the rest of those Brussels sprouts, and y'all, I'm tooting like a rootin'. And that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Don't ever spray your windows down with Helixin vinegar without a mask on. And tomorrow I'm going to wear two masks. So I cleaned 1, 2, 3, 4 windows. And I did the first one without a mask on. And it like burnt out the back of my throat. But anyway, cue the music. I have an Ask Big Fatty question. Ask Big Fatty question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
Big Fatty, and y'all are Ask Big Fatty question tongues to us, who could probably answer how much bacon is too much bacon. Y'all, it's Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon, what you got?
Why do the kids use the Snapchats for text messages? I don't get it. Go ahead and give me the answer offline.
Okay, well, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always loving to hear from you, and this is an excellent question, and I am so glad that young Nicholas has joined me in the studio today. Big Fatty, you know, this is the only show that has a technology segment, and sometimes we invite experts in. And today is one of those days. Young Nicholas, Miss Bacon would like to know, why do the kids use the Snapchat to send text messages, and she'll take her answer offline. Would you like to give your perspective? Because I know you do the snapping chatting, and why do you do that?
Reason being is because it's only saved after viewing, and there's no evidence.
Oh, so it's more of a cover your ass. I'm not gonna go to prison for. Be accused of something untoward by using the sniffer Snapchat, but couldn't I take a picture of the sniffer Snapchat and then there'd be evidence?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're fucked.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's me again, Paul Asciotti.
Hi, Asciotti.
I thought I would do a taste test.
How are you?
Of some of the sweets that Jay the Horn Cub sent me.
Oh, yes, sweetie pies.
I'll probably do more than one message.
Okay.
I got some Hershey Kisses.
Little
chocolate Hershey Kisses. Never seen them before.
Oh, what?
Look interesting. I've got
you've never seen the glazed
cherry pie from Tasty Cake.
Oh! Tasty Cake.
And I've got another thing from Tasty Cake called a butterscotch crimpet. A sponge cake with butterscotch icing.
Oh, a crimpet! I'm
very fond of butterscotch.
Butterscotch, yeah, those little yellow dishes always in your grandmama's pocketbook.
There's three in the pack.
Yeah, they make about that much noise in church.
Do you know about these? Butterscotch crimpet.
Oh, crimpet.
A little sponge cake.
Oh, yes.
With some butterscotch icing.
Butterscotchy stuff. It's all artificial. Steve Potato loves this part.
And sweet, obviously. Oh,
yes, very sweet. That's why it's sweet.
Sponge is quite nice.
Nice sponge.
The, I'm very fond of icing.
Oh.
Butterscotch icing, very good.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very sweet. Mm-hmm. Very chemicals. There's somebody at the door.
It's very delicious. I'll speak to you again soon, Big Fatty.
Okay, thank you.
Bye for now.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti. And Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I'm guessing that you've, I can't believe you've never heard of Hershey's Kisses. I just, they're all kinds. And, I'm sure you've gone into some sort of a sugar coma from that butterscotch crimpet or whatever the hell you called it. So call us back once your blood sugar levels out.
Hey, Farty Pants. Today is Monday, the 28th of December, and it is 09:52 in the only time zone that matters in Mexico, being Central European time. I just re-listened to show 3361 because when I listened to it on, I think I texted you Saturday or Sunday that I was just catching up. Something about the story about your neighbor seeing the naughty tree kept buzzing around in my head for some reason. And then I realized when you were telling the story, you said that each of them pointed out their favorite ointments. And I'm thinking, I know the Americans do a lot of things different from the rest of us, like yards, inches, Trump, you know. But why on earth would you hang up ointments in your Christmas tree? I mean, did you hang like bottles of Mercurochrom in your Christmas tree? I think maybe you meant ornaments. At least, I think you meant ornaments. In case you did mean ointments, interesting. In case you meant ornaments, what on earth were your Freudian mind thinking of in that moment when you said ointments? Anyway, like Ricky says, it's a free show. One shouldn't complain too much about free gifts. So I was just buzzing about the ointments on your tree. I still love you. Cheesy all. Speak to you soon. Ciao.
Yeah, that's a y'all. That, of course, is Hendrik. And Hendrik, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And, ointments are like the mermen and things like that, and the papas and the beavers and the, things, the man bun can, and those are all the ointments you are referring to. Medicated salves and potions. But it did make me think I don't have a bottle of lube on the tree, so we got to add that. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the old Stink Pot show, and you know, Stink Pot's recreating what Big Fatty does every New Year's Eve. And Aunt Tappy, what are you, how did you see it?
He's doing it again. He's using that old Big Fatty.
Oh, you know, people just love to use, no, they don't. They don't love to
you
use
can leave
old
a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1, and ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.